Do y'all think thrifting's been gentrified?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say gentrified. I feel like it's just become mainstream. Mm. But I generally don't feel like anyone really thrifts that already didn't thrift, though. Mm. Like, I feel like people thrift for content.
I feel people just record it now. Yeah,
they record it and just probably don't even buy stuff. Or even if they do buy it, it's like a one-and-done thing. They got their video out the way and they're waiting for the next trend.
Mm. Thrifting, I remember when thrifting wasn't really a choice for me. This is just where we got clothes at.
Nah, for sure. Like, same, bro. Marshall's in the thrift store for me up until, like,
it was like Marshall's, like, school. Thrifting, though?
No. I'm saying thrift. I'm just adding. I'm throwing Marshall's in there. Like,
just balling on the budget, really.
Yeah, for sure. But I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's crazy thinking about it now, because back then I didn't know. Like, I didn't know we were going to the thrift store. I didn't know it was used goods.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The store is cool. They got a whole bunch of stuff.
They got toys. You know, they got shoes.
Yeah. I just like walking around. It was just different.
Nah, for sure. You
know, mom did a good job in just making me feel like whatever she got me was like the best thing in
the
world.
Facts. And you know, they were never like in boxes, so you could literally play with stuff at the thrift store too. Even if you didn't get it, like, you would have like your cool 20 minutes to play with the joint and just keep it pushing.
Yeah. Salvation Army, that was my hot spot for a while. And then Marshall's was like,
I ain't never did Salvation Army. Wait, is Salvation Army like a spot though? I thought you just put stuff in the bin.
Like, it's a spot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's like a warehouse. It's like Goodwill.
I never knew that. I've never seen a Salvation Army store.
There's one not far from here. Well, it's like,
that's crazy.
There's one not far
from here. I've seen like the dump boxes. Yeah. But I've never seen the store.
Or like the people outside of like a Giant or something. Like, ask for donations. Yeah.
Not at all. I feel like just people who are like upper middle class, maybe lower upper class, they're trying to just like go into thrift stores, buy out like some nice stuff, like you said, for content.
Yeah.
And it kind of like puts people who need them in like a situation where they gotta like go somewhere else to probably get clothes, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know if I should say rich people, but people who are well off or like, you know, staying, have a above average income, have such a desire to like relate to the
common
lower
folk.
Common folk, and I don't know why. Like, it's cool to do what you do, bro.
Bro, and that's the problem. But
it's a regular thing with just like people in general. It's like you can't just be. It's like you can't really just be who you are. It's like how rappers want to be like hoopers, like basketball players, and
everybody wants to
basketball players
else. Want to
have big change and stuff. It's like everyone wants to be different because you can't be satisfied just being yourself.
That's human nature.
Yeah. It's just change. You just want change all the time.
Facts.
Constant stimuli.
I'm currently trying to be in the space of being content too. Because literally the other day I was complaining to my mom, which is funny. Mm-hmm. I called her just complaining like, bruh, Atlanta's so expensive. This, then the third, bills. I didn't ask for this. I never knew post-grad, like, da-da-da-da. Her response was literally like, bro, you have a Benz. Shut up. And then I was like, dang.
That put things in perspective for you, bro.
Because in reality, it's like, it's like, you're right.
I was like, dang, I do got a Benz. But, like, mom, the car note, and da-da-da-da-da. And that's when I realized, too, like, we're always looking at something else. I always wanted a Benz, bro. I got it, and now I just keep screaming Rolls Royce. And the funny thing is, there was a Rolls Royce behind me on the way here. And that really was like, dang. Mm. Saying that in the DMV was like, dang. Yeah. And it wasn't a rental because they had their like IG name on the door. So I was just like, dang, bro, that's tough.
Yeah, would you guys ever put a bumper sticker on like a Bentley or a Rolls Royce?
Bro, no, bro. I wouldn't even put it on a Honda. Yeah, bro. I think people who put like their team name or like at name, that's champ to me, bro.
I think that's the funniest thing. Nasty respect work. For anyone who puts a bumper sticker on like a Rolls Royce or a Bentley.
Bumper sticker like the ones with the little family on it.
I feel like it's only cool for family vans. When they had like the stick figures. Or, like,
Y'all remember, I don't know if you got it in your school, but like anytime you would get like honor roll, they'll give you like a bumper sticker you just put on the back of your car.
Nah, they ain't give me that.
Because you didn't get it, you get it on honor roll.
Nah.
I think y'all gonna catch on. I never got that, bro. Damn. I be seeing it though. Like, I be seeing honor student stickers. My school never gave me one.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days where you got incentives.
You got incentives.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the school fairs?
Book fair?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Those scholastic book fairs?
Yeah. Bro, I be sitting here looking at it like, no, your mom only gave $3, bro. You're buying a wiggly pencil.
No, you're going to get a stencil, bro.
Bookmark. Like.
A smencil. That's what they call
a
smencil.
A bookmark, bro, to never read.
Yeah.
You got to get something.
You can get a smencil. Some smelly pencils.
Gotta make a lot, like, none of these books intrigue me. I'm
right,
like,
bro.
Just get this bookmark right here, man.
You be seeing kids with $20 balling out.
All the rich
out,
kids,
bro.
Like, having books like this. I'm not really feeling it. Paul, why didn't you get any books? I'm not.
I don't want to read Harry Potter, like,
bruh. Yeah. Nah, they pull up with the brand new Captain Underpants book, and I'll be like, yo.
Captain Underpants, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Come on. That's an era, bro. That's an era. That's like when reading was fun.
That's crazy. I've never read any of the books.
You never read?
Or seen the movies.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
The movie was pretty funny.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And even Captain Underpants.
I didn't see Captain Underpants.
I've never seen that. I feel like...
I think Kevin Hart is one of the voices for the characters.
I'm catching up on a lot of stuff now because I couldn't as a kid.
Mm.
I didn't really have like a... Well, my parents never really took us to stuff like that. It was more like out to eat and stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like movies and all that, nah.
I feel you. I'm similar in that sense too. I went to my first WWE show recently.
Me too.
Last July.
Mine wasn't crazy recent, but it was like 28, like my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
And it's crazy doing stuff now. It's like it feels that like child.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's just like, put it into perspective, it makes me realize, like, dang, we were really struggling back then.
Yeah.
I know.
Because but even the SmackDown joints, the tickets was only 70, bro.
They weren't expensive.
And we were close.
I think said a pretty cool point, though. It was like, growing up, my mom never made it seem like we were struggling. Like, she always tried her best to make everything, like, every situation seem like it's the best moment.
Yeah. That's good.
Shout out to parents, bro.
Salute to parents, bro.
And even you ever be thinking, like, even the Jordans now, like, back then, like, for me personally, bro, I would get one Jordan a year and that would feel like, and I used to think they were like a band, but now I'm like, dang, they're only 160.
They're only 160.
My first pair of Jordan until 2019, man. So for me, that was the best feeling.
2019,
man. Like, that was my first ever the Bread Force.
My first ever Jordan with the Lightning Force.
Lightning Force?
Like sophomore year.
Those go for a lot now, do they not?
Don't tell me about it, bro.
the Lightning Force,
bro. This one dude, Greg, in high school, he had all the shoes, and he used to offer me crazy money for them. Mm. And my ego would be, like, it would fill my ego to say no, even though I needed the bread. But I actually loved the shoes. And then in college, like, I was just like, bro, I don't even wear Jordans no more. Because, like, once I went to college, I started seeing people like designer stuff. I'm like, dang, like, I can't keep doing this Jordan stuff.
Yeah.
And then my, like, finesse would be to get like Zara shoes when Zara started, like they opened that store in Annapolis.
Yeah, like the Chelsea boots.
They would have like the, well, I mean, it's Zara brand, but like the shoes that look like Giuseppe's, like crazy shoes that look like designer shoes. So I started doing
that. One that looked like Margiela's.
I started copping them, and then I sold my breads for like my Thunder Force for like 110, bro.
Damn.
And
they got a steal.
Yeah.
Big time.
And the crazy thing is, it wasn't until recently.
Yo, shout out Greg.
That it wasn't until recently that I just randomly saw, I don't know where I seen them. I was looking for Lightning Force, and then I saw the Thunder. Even with that, bro, I know I'm all over the place.
No, you're good.
Lightning Force used to be like five bands.
Yeah. Mad expensive. Yeah.
Like, no one had Lightning Force, and then they just dropped it for retail.
I saw people who had Thunders, but not the Lightning.
No one had the Lightnings, but it was literally like a couple racks, bro. Now they're just out. But yeah, bro, I just recently saw like Thunders for like 400 or something. I was like, what?
That's stock X for you.
I'm happy the prices on resale shoes are going down, bro.
I
just want them to. I want the resale market to get destroyed, bro. I have no love for those.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm surprised that's still even a thing, bro. Like, I feel like once stores stopped doing the camping out thing, like it kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, and then obviously with the birth of COVID, everyone started shopping online. So it's
did y'all ever go to a sneaker con?
No,
me either. I always
that's something
to.
I gotta go to at some
point.
Yeah,
I'm trying to go to that. But I feel like if I go there, I'm going to buy something, I'm going to be mad at myself after.
Facts. And that's why I don't like to go to the mall no more, bro. Like,
it's too enticing.
It's something in me that's like, bro, you came here, you got to get something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then when I buy it and I get home, it's like, come on, bro.
I need this? Yeah.
Yeah, did I need it? Now you start thinking of, like, unpaid bills and stuff and start, like, doing the math in your head. Like, if I would have spent the $500 from the Off-Whites on this, I'd have $379 left. And this is like, got to stay away from stuff like that, man.
I feel you. Welcome to One in the Mountain. How y'all doing today? As you can see, we got King Paul in the building. Yes, sir. Yeah, how you doing today, fam?
Blessed and highly favored. How y'all doing?
Of course.
Alhamdulillah, I'm good, man.
Alhamdulillah. You have a vocab word today? Hmm? I haven't asked you this in a while.
Nah, I don't. I'm going to say what you said last time. Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Alhamdulillah. That's what's up.
Wonderful.
Beautiful day today. Oh, weather wasn't too bad, I'd say. It was kind of chill.
Yeah, Sunday, man. Solid day.
Yeah.
Sun's out. You know, you're off of work. Just chilling.
Yeah. Let's get the formalities out the way. I said this last time. So Explain who you are, where you came from, how'd you come up in being an influencer, entrepreneur, et cetera. Essentially, give us a nice little brief on that.
Okay, okay. What's good, everybody? My name is King Paul, a.k.a. Anson Boba. You know what I'm saying?
Fine boy, no pimple at all.
For sure, for sure. Was born in Nigeria. Came here in, like, 2001. Had a rough upbringing, but I didn't know. Like, I even now, I start realizing, like, how bad stuff was back then. But I feel like those are, like, the best moments. Yeah. When you have nothing, bro, life is cool.
You, bro,
like,
life is more simple.
It's more simple, and you just enjoy, like,
literally. You're more in the moment. Yeah, like, for sure.
I was always, like, a class clown. I feel like that was my coping mechanism with not being fly. You know what I'm saying? My folks couldn't afford, like, the nice clothes. I didn't always have the shoes, so it's like, all right, I got to make people laugh. Yeah. And then Vine had came out, and my best friend at the time was like, you need to start making videos on this app. And I'm like, who's going to watch me, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But started making videos. Nobody watched them for like a solid 3 months. And then one joint blew up. I don't know if y'all remember. When you would post a Vine, it would automatically post to Twitter.
Yeah.
So one of my Vines got 1,000 likes on Twitter. And with inflation, that's like 100K likes right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, but it's up. And like just seeing my phone blow. Like, bro, and I had an iPhone 4. So, like, that joint was going slow from, like, all the likes and notifications. And, like, that dopamine or, like, that feeling I had of just feeling like the world was watching me, bro, it was all I needed. So I just kept it going on. You know, they ended up deleting Vine. So I transferred over to Instagram. Instagram started doing, like, the 15-second videos. Yeah. So I started knocking them joints out and then making videos on Twitter as well and YouTube. And it's just, like, I've been going ever since.
That's what's up. And it's lovely to see because it's, like, I can personally say that I watched that transition all the way through. So it's like, it's crazy to see how things have played out and just watching how people change for one and just like just the progression in general. Again, you're not the only one that's, you know, made that transition from Vine over to Instagram. Cause I know that was a whole wave at one point.
Yeah, it kind of was like restarting too.
Yeah. Everyone's just doing that with TikTok. Like we said this in the last episode. It's like, people will blow up on TikTok because it's the fastest way to blow up, pretty much, and then just transfer their audience to YouTube or somewhere else because like that's where you can get more money from.
Yep.
So it's like,
YouTube's just so hard, bro.
Yeah,
I gave up on YouTube, bro. I tried it. I gave up, bro. I feel like to make YouTube, your videos have to be at least 3 minutes long. Like it has to be a good length, because social media is like a minute. You know, they're trying to extend it now, but like YouTube should be like a solid 3 to 5 minutes at the minimum. And most times for me, when I go on YouTube, if I'm not watching a podcast, it has to just be some sort of long video while I eat. Like,
yeah.
That's really the only time I watch YouTube. So like, and going from making a 6 second videos to 15 seconds to 30 seconds to 1 minute max, or like, I think it's like 90 seconds now, it's hard to stretch out a skip for me and keep it entertaining for multiple minutes. And I've tried it, like, with the YouTube thing, bro. I used to record for, like, an hour. By the time I cut out all the times I, like, mumbled or whatever, the video would be, like, a minute, 40 seconds. It's like, bro, there's no way, bro. Yeah. Like, I'll put into iMovie, the whole joint would be, like, 19 minutes. I'm like, bet. Chop it up down to, like, the exact lines I need and add all the sound effects and all that. It'll be, like, 2 minutes. I just had to free it, bro.
That's got to be, like, really, like, not overwhelming, but like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of like a letdown. It's like, dang,
yeah. For sure, it is, man. Or even if I meet like my 3 to 5 minute threshold and not post it, and it's like nobody watches it besides my mom. It's just like, dang, bro. I just spent like, I just spent like an hour on this video and it only got like 200 views. Like, what's going on, bro? So yeah, YouTube, I had to free that. I want to get back on it though.
And this is why we spoil Mama Dukes, because she was the supporter from
sure.
the jump. Yeah,
that's for right. sure.
Of course, of course.
Then what would you say is like your favorite platform then to post on?
It's Instagram, but we got a love-hate relationship. Instagram be tweaked. I feel like something's wrong with my account, bro. It's always rubbish. Like today, my homeboy did a collab post with me. We couldn't post it to our story.
Damn, why?
Why?
It just wouldn't load, bro. I literally put my phone.
Yo, Zuck, what are you doing,
went to upload it to my story, sat it while I was at my homeboy's dinner for like an hour, came back and didn't upload. And I asked my guy that did the collab, I was like, bro, can you upload this to your story? Or like, is it on my story? Because I'm like, maybe it's on my end, it's just not showing. He was like, no. And then he's like, dang, I just tried to repost it. It won't let me. It'd be stuff like that. Or like, have y'all ever posted a reel and it gets dark?
Nah.
Not like black, dark. I'm just saying, like, just it's like a filter on, like, a dark. It gets more saturated.
I think so. Nah. I think I've seen that before.
But anytime I post a reel and it does that, I know it's not going to do well.
Really?
Like, I feel like that's, like, a the filter of, yeah.
That's the curse.
That's the indicator, like,
the
right?
Curse filter. The curse. It's always weird. Stuff. And, like, my numbers fluctuate all the time. I remember when I posted that, like, ski video recently. Mm. I was chilling, and my girl was like, yo, look. On her phone, it had 9 million views. On my phone, it had 5. And then literally sense. The other day I woke up with 80k followers and I started geeking like, yo, I just went from 60 to 80k overnight. Damn. And then I refreshed and dropped down to 60.
What?
I don't even know what be going on my IG, but that's the best. I feel like that's the most personal. I feel like that's our Facebook.
Mm.
Like, you can be personable, you could be like private, and you could be public at the same time.
Big facts.
TikTok, I don't care for it, bro. I literally post a TikTok and close the app. Like, a lot of times when I go viral, I won't realize till like a week later.
Yeah.
Because I have the notifications off. Same thing with Twitter. I kind of gave up on Twitter. Everybody's stingy with showing love on there.
Yeah, nah. Everyone has.
And they're just always arguing.
Yeah, it's just complaining. And, like, everyone's community for everything.
And having like think pieces on everything.
Just mad upset, yeah.
And yeah, YouTube's another one where like I kind of post and go, but it's just like, I don't want to half step on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of don't even do it at all. I started posting shorts, though. I saved all of my, like, funniest skits and been posting them to shorts. And, like, they're on a schedule to, like, May.
Oh,
so, yeah. Oh, like, yeah, you know, you're straight on that.
I feel like YouTube shorts be doing numbers, too.
I like YouTube
they
shorts.
They do.
I like YouTube shorts.
They do.
It's like,
it's kind of like TikTok.
Yeah.
And I don't
yeah,
think it does agree. Crazy numbers like nah. TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now TikTok, you'll definitely get, like, what I said for our platform specifically is, like, we get the most consistent, like, higher views on YouTube. Our highest views are on TikTok, but it's, like, it fluctuates. Yeah. And then Instagram is, like, Instagram's interesting. I can't really explain Instagram that much.
Instagram is a hit or miss, but you just love posting on there.
Yeah.
I feel like, for me, Instagram is the only app I want to win on.
Mm. You want to win on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
like, you. I feel like if you make it on IG, you're straight. Mm-hmm. TikTok is like, bro, I know people personally who have like a million followers, and
but it doesn't ever rolls over to your social media like, platforms. Yeah.
People like I could see like someone go viral on TikTok, but like it could be a million views and they can have like 500k. I hit the Instagram button, go over, they have like 2k.
Yeah. I see that.
It never rolls over.
Never roll over. Even on YouTube, like you'll try to get them over. You can have 3 million on TikTok, try to bring it on the YouTube, and you'll have like maybe
facts.
2-10K, maybe. Just depends. You mentioned the ski video. You had a few little viral movements recently.
Yeah.
I'd say go and dive into that a bit, just like how that sort of came about.
So my guy had hit me up looking for just any African girl to do the skit. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a couple people, and then he chose Jane, which is who was in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, the video I posted was the behind the scenes of them practicing.
Mm.
But I posted it to my story, and the next morning I woke up with like a lot of like likes and shares and like laugh reactions. So I'm like, should I post this as a video? But mm-hmm. it was a Snapchat video, so I'm like, nah.
Mm. That's right.
Post it on TikTok. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Posted it on TikTok. Bro, in like 5 minutes, I went back on TikTok to see something else. I think like someone sent me a video or something. And then my notification was like 100, 100, 100.
Mm.
I'm like, oh. That joint got 19K views in like 5 minutes.
Damn.
I'm like, bro, no way. Refreshed 36K. And I'm talking about like.
In the as moment. Like
refresh 36K. Refresh 80K. Refresh 100K. That joint got a mil in like 6 hours.
Golly. Damn.
And then I'm like, okay. Just let that hype die down. I really didn't feel it because it was on TikTok. A whole week later, bro, I posted to IG. Same thing. Like that night, I was on Shade Room, mm-hmm. Funny Blacks, and the video was like a week old.
Dang.
So, yeah, it was a cool experience, and it was all off of behind the scenes.
Yeah. That just goes to show that, like, and we talked about this on the last episode, like, the videos that, like, you might put, like, so much effort in might just flop just like that. But the videos where you don't even think about it,
bro, I feel like people just like natural stuff, though. Mm. And I would say, I feel like I can speak for y'all, too. Our problem is focusing on the aesthetics and the edits and all that. And there's people that do go viral doing that. So it's not like it's impossible. But if we were to do something here where it's just like someone walked in on us talking and then like the mic just like dropped on my head. And I'm like, ah, that'll go viral.
Just go viral.
Just because like. This people like rubbish.
The
natural
the shock stuff, factor, like, yeah. Nah, yeah, it is like also just like a just a natural thing. I feel like certain stuff you, yeah, it's just too much quality or too much high production isn't always great.
Facts.
You know, obviously it's good to have that because it gives you a nice basis. People see it first glance to be like, okay. But if the content's not there or like it's hard to explain. But I feel like it just sometimes doesn't work out.
I feel like at the end of the day, bro, once the algorithm rocks with you, you're straight. Yeah. But until it does,
people prefer just like fast food type of content. Yeah. Just like quick and easy and then.
Nah, but then there's some people that really do high quality stuff. Like, I don't know his name, but there's a dude that makes like videos like setting stuff up, but he doesn't really set it up. Have you ever seen a video? It's like he'll go like this and then it'll be like a handlebar. Like he's built a bike basically, but it was like transitions. I'm gonna have to find his IG, but like there's people that post a lot of high quality stuff, bro. Even like think about like another like the famous podcast people, their stuff is high quality and it does numbers.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep going until like I feel like for the high quality people, when that one joint clicks, you got to just capitalize and keep it pushing. And that's my problem. Like, even with the ski video, I didn't post nothing else. Cause I'm like, bro, nothing else is ever going to get this much. Like, I'm done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fear of, like, not being able to keep up or, like, repeat the process. But then the DeVito thing happened.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, too. That's fire. That's so fire. Yeah. I saw the whole story time video that you had about it. Yeah, and it's like,
bro, that was an experience. That was a learning lesson in itself, bro. Like, if you want to, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is one contact, one connect, one moment away from everyone.
That's crazy.
Like, everyone is connected to everyone.
Oh, it's like that seven connection joint? Or, like, you know someone that knows someone that knows Obama. Because
literally, I DM'd everyone that he tagged in his pictures. Like, three of them responded. One of the people that responded, I seen him at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave him the shirt.
Just like that. It's like.
Nah, that's tough.
It's like that's the one.
Bro, and the funny thing is, I seen him across the whole arena. I don't know how. Literally, it's God, bro.
Nah.
He was walking up the steps. I like, bro, in the middle of DeVito's performing, everyone screaming. It was like, zoom. That's the dude that DM me.
Best thing. God works in mysterious ways.
For sure. Powerful. I ran all the way around the arena. By the time I got to the other side, we met at the top of the steps. Like, bumped into each other type. And I'm like, well, he was DMing me. He was like, yeah, for sure. I'm going to bring it to the back. I'm going to have him put it on and send you pictures.
That's fine.
No, in my head, I'm like, okay. But still, like, you know?
Yeah.
Really did it. Then he hit me up like, bro, he's wearing it to the after party. Pull up. I'm like, no way.
That's
you got invited to after party too?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Went straight there, see them.
They took a flick on.
Yeah, we took a picture, chopped it up with him. The dude went to introduce me. He's like, I've seen his videos. Like, I know who he is. I'm like, what? Took my picture. And you know what's crazy?
Big fanboy moment, bro.
He was wearing it earlier this week too.
Yes.
At the gym. And you know what's crazier? People were tagging me in the joint. So the gym person reached out and was like, let's all work out tomorrow. But I flew here.
He pulled up on us and said, nah, you know what, let's prioritize here.
I flew here, check my phone, like, yeah, let's lock in a workout in the morning at 6. I said, bro, I'm not even in Atlanta, chill. But it is what it is, man. That was a great experience.
Nah, that's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
That's fine. That's tough. Nah, it's huge, bro. It's like, what was I about to say again? It's like how... It's like you mentioned how like you just saw the guy from like you locked in from however far away out of all the people there, right? It's kind of like how you know how you be in school, you meet someone for the first time you haven't seen all year, but then the next day you start to see them in the hallway every freaking day. It's stuff like that. You get hyper fixated on something, that's what you gonna see all the time.
That happens anytime you buy a car.
Yes, that's true. You see your same model. I'll buy
my car and be like, "Dang, that's a nice car. I've never seen it before." That's all you keep seeing for the rest of the week.
Exactly. Everybody and their mom has it. Apparently,
it's like, bro, when did y'all start getting this car, bro?
Just trying to copy my vibe.
Life is crazy.
That's what's up. And along with having these sort of viral moments and stuff like that, there's also going to be times where you aren't credited for your own viral moments. I like to tie that into the. One example that always comes to my head is your meme picture with the flame AirPod on fire.
Yeah,
I know that happens a lot. A lot of people repost your stuff. Who's reposted your picture?
Well, everybody. Literally everybody. And if it's not them, it's a fan uploading it and it going viral. Like, oh, this bar was da-da-da-da, and people would be tagging me. And it's just like, I mean, I'm over it now because I realized it's just like a if you know, you know type thing. Mm. You know, a lot of the memes we see having our phone and share, we don't, it's real people. Yeah. And we don't think that. We just look like, oh, this is a meme. And I'm pretty sure, like, 9 times out of 10, those people don't even have a platform. So I'm blessed to still have a platform and have people tag me. Mm-hmm. But it is frustrating sometimes when the artist posts it, because sometimes I feel like, come on, y'all know it's me. But, like, bro, this world is so big. And I stopped that after my guy Daryl, someone posted, reposted his video. And I sent it to him because it was going viral. I was like, bro, make sure they tag you. He was like, I don't trip over stuff like that, bro. Like, people will find me.
Yeah, eventually.
Damn, that's mad chill.
Like, bro, that's how he is, bro. Like, me meeting him, bro, has been a blessing because, like, it's taught me so much. Like, he's how I want to be. Bro, if I get 1 million followers today, I'm throwing a party. All my story be hit 1 million, y'all. Da 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 da. Like, I've been him, still him. Yeah. I be trying to tell her, don't play with the da da. Bro, me and him, our first video we ever made hit 1 million.
Yeah.
This dude didn't repost it, he didn't acknowledge it at all, and posted a skit the next day.
That geek.
The mall one, right?
Geek. Yes, the mall. And I sent it to him like, bro.
That's the dude who was like, oh, you want to.
Yeah, bro. He's very like.
Nah, that dude's funny.
He's hilarious.
But like, off camera, he's very much, okay, what's next? Like, that's his attitude. Mm. So I'm telling him like, yeah, bro, this joint hit 1 million. Da-da-da. He was like, I mean. Yo, like,
he has that one video where he's going around campus giving people money. Bro, and he's like, what's your major?
Like, what's your major? Yeah. Like, yeah. And they'll say something like art. And he's like, let's find somebody with a serious major. Bro, he's hilarious, bro. But yeah, like, he's very much just like, he has bigger goals, bro.
That's beautiful, on to the next one. I love that.
And that's, I'm pretty sure that's why. Like, yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's why his stuff is the way it is. Like, he's not fixated on it.
Yeah.
And I think when you're too focused on something, it'll never happen. Like, when you're pressed for it, think about, like, all the people that, not all the people, but a lot of people that have made it in whatever space, bro, like, some of it just be by, like, chance.
Mm.
Like, a lot of actors, like, I'll see actors be like, oh, I was at a grocery store, and the director just looked at me and said, you know, I'm going to change your life. And now I'm starting this movie. But people who've been, like, grinding and, like, really putting a lot of into it, like, they never get their big break.
Yeah.
Same thing with music.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be mad people that have been independent, just grinding for years. They have their little fan base or whatever, but it's like, and they never really make it to that next level.
And then there'll be somebody that has a one hit wonder. He'd be like, bro, honestly speaking, I actually deleted this, but my producer went back from the trash and like leaked it. And
now here we are today. It's like,
it's life, man.
For you. You can't,
you win some, you lose some. Like, you can't really,
honestly, just run your own race. We always express that when we're on here. Just run your own race. Don't be so focused on how much this person's gone, you know, to these lengths, rest to where you're doing your thing. How am I not there? Don't worry
and
about
you can't, because a lot of people, if you hear their story and what they went through or what they did to get what they got, you'll be like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even worth it.
Like, some people don't be knowing what happens on the back end of a lot of things. Or just like some people's upbringing. It don't even have to be they struggled with their creation process. It could just be like their life.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, I'm cool.
There's always more to it. Yeah, there's always more to it.
Nothing's easy, bro.
I personally believe never sell your morals for anything, bro. Like,
yeah, for
something
sure.
you have.
It's not even worth
it. Sure.
You have to have some sort of, it's like what we were talking about earlier about like having shame. Yeah. It's like you can't sort of throw away certain values and certain things, because like once you lose that, it's like, bro, people's perspective on you is gone.
A person with no shame is a scary person, bro.
Yeah, it's like you lose that respect.
Stay away from me. There's really people out here that would do whatever for a dollar, bro. And it's kind of sad because it's like at the end of the day, like, is it worth it?
You got your dollar, but at what cost? Like, it's like, ah, man. But that's how life goes. You just gotta be grateful for whatever opportunity.
You gotta be content.
You gotta put God first.
Content, yeah. You gotta be content. You gotta be content.
And even the Bible says, like, what good is it for a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Like, it's just like, at the end of the day, like, none of this stuff matters, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like the only thing that matters in this life is, like, love. You know what I'm saying? Making sure whoever comes in contact with you, you treat them well.
I think it's important to always leave like a good impression with everyone you meet. Like,
yeah. Facts.
Don't. There's no
especially
need.
When you're. Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just gonna say, like, there's no need for like know where you came from. Understand, like, there's no need to be arrogant. There's no need to be stuck up. Like, because everyone came from somewhere, bro. Yeah. It's like, there'd be people that get clouded and want to mistreat people now.
It's like the way you treat people when you're coming up. Tables could turn.
As well as it sounds, bro, if you take a dump, you are not the impressive person. No one will ever impress me, bro. Like, that's how I see it. Like, yeah. I'm always going to, like, I'm always, that's, that humbles everyone, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on a level play.
We're all human, bro. But then, like, I think it goes back to the conversation when we were saying, like, it's never enough for us. Mm. And you would think, like even with, like, the billionaires, like, that still be trying to, like, do crazy. It's like, bro, what more do you want? But I feel like, but that's us saying that from, like, if I had a billion, you can't say if you have it, you've never had it.
It's easy for us to talk, yeah.
Yeah, facts.
And even, like, life changes, like.
Literally, what you were talking about earlier about how, like, certain stuff you wouldn't think to buy. But once you get money, you start to justify it.
But I'll never forget, they came off the triple S Balenciagas. I said, bro, these are the ugliest, dumbest shoes I've ever seen. Like, I don't know how rappers are buying them. Bro, I got my first refund check in college, bro. I went to Tyson's. I'm like, seeing them in person, these joints ain't that bad. Yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying?
When you get money, bro, you start buying stuff you never thought you'd buy. And it's like.
So just hearing, like, recently I seen a thing of Jeff Bezos, and it said if he spends $1 million every day, it would take him 34 years to go broke. And when you hear something like that, it kind of makes sense why people like that do the crazy stuff. Like, oh, I want to go to space. It's like, what are you doing? But then it's like, bro, when you have money to literally buy a Bugatti every day, like, buy a Bugatti, check your account, it doesn't even look like nothing changed. Like, you can't tell which number changed. Like, what satisfies you?
Yeah.
The rich keeps getting richer, and we just keep him.
It just depends on how you manage your funds, especially if you want to flex on people all the time. You're not going to gain no money.
Yeah, facts.
The money you get is like, yeah, you're just going to be in the same spot, but you'll have expensive clothes. It's not even worth it, fam. What was I about to say again? So as an influencer, entrepreneur, sort of a multifaceted person, a lot of different avenues and whatnot, what would you say are, like, let's dive into, like, I guess, owning a clothing brand, for example, because we have another person here who also owns a clothing brand and stuff. Okay. What would you guys say are, like, the realities of, like, actually owning a clothing brand? What do you guys think is, like, you know, it has its pros, it has its cons, obviously. Aside from, like, oh, yeah, now I have a great brand, people buying it, blah, blah, blah. What are, like, the realities of it?
On the back end, for me, it's just a lot of praise. And a little bit of orders. a lot of praise and little purchases.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People hype it up and they will never.
Yeah, like, I could post a picture, like, dropping soon, y'all. That's hard. It's out now, y'all. Crickets. And then
you say,
people
what?
Be like, bro, whenever that joint drops, let me know. Send them the link, left on scene. Or, I got you when I get paid, bro. Or, like, dang, bro, I'm going on a cruise this weekend. Like, I would have. It's like, all right, bro. And then for me personally, this is like a me thing. I don't always reinvest my money. Mm. Like, when stuff does well, like I said, I have this bad thing where, like, I feel like things peaked and I can't reciprocate that, I kind of, like, fizzle out. So with the DeVito tee, when it went viral and, like, bro, my site got like 60,000 views in one day, bro. Mm.
Damn.
What am I going to drop after that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, you got to compete with that now.
Yeah. So I took all the money and just bought stuff.
That's
and everybody's like, dang, bro, like, you ain't posted this DeVita. Yeah, I know. I'm not posting no more. Like, what? I can't beat that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's just having people hype you up just to disappear when it's time to buy. And then having the discipline to spend the clothing brand money really just on the clothing brand, bro. Like, it's a business. So only spend it on business stuff. Like, I'd be sitting here, even if it's, like, I'm going through a drought and, like, someone buys, like, a $20 product, I'm like, oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
When I could just let it sit
there. I think the worst is, like, when someone, like, is dropping all these suggestions, but they've never, like, purchased anything.
Yeah, facts. Like. But that's why I stopped telling my mom stuff. I used to go to her for advice all the time, and she would be like, it's nice, but just black, like, you should do red, blue. Yeah. I'm like, do you have red, blue, green sample money? Do you have like bulk order for each color money?
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. Like, they think you just, like, I don't think they even think about it. It's really just like you said, advice, but they haven't gone through the process. So it's easy to just be like, oh, I think you should do this.
One thing I also noticed, too, is people don't care about quality at all.
They don't. Like, it's the name, bro. It's the name and the image. That's what I've realized. That's why, like, this next go around, bro, I'm going to do it right. Because on top of that, I've realized that you got to give people what you want, what they want. I be trying to impose what I like on other people.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, people going to think it's cool because I think it's cool.
Right.
And then I'll drop it. It's like,
eh. Yeah. But I feel like then at that point, you're just kind of, like, catering to the consumers and you're not dropping, like, authentic art. For me personally, like, everything I drop is, like, it has to be curated to this, like, my vision.
Yeah,
my
for sure. It's still my vision. But I'm saying it's been some stuff I've dropped where everyone I've asked their opinion was like, that ain't it. Mm. But since I liked it, I dropped it.
Right.
And then it'll flop. Opposed to, like, opposed to something where it's, like, half and half. And I'm like, okay, well, these people rock with it, too, so I'm going to drop it. And if it flops, it's just like, okay, dang, it flop. But there is some times where, like, everyone's kind of telling me, like, I'm not rocking with that, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got to listen to that because
those are the customers.
Yeah, those are the customers.
Yeah. So we just got to – you just got to be receptive.
Facts.
Yeah, you got to be receptive. It's like there's a lot that goes into it, clearly, just watching how – you've operated from what I've seen and what you've expressed in your stories and stuff and how you operate and what I hear from you. It's like there's so much that goes into it. And I feel like that's with like a lot of different stuff. Even with the podcast, for example, it's like everyone has an opinion, but no one has any investment.
Facts.
And it's like people feel like what they say matters, but like I feel like they're not there when it makes the most sense.
And everyone is an expert. Everyone is an expert with no experience.
Big facts. Big facts. It's like people will get
relationships. If that was me. Do it then.
Nah, son, because like had ass. It's like, yeah,
like, he better than me. I would have did.
Okay, shoot. Man, I could start a podcast. Well, we way funnier than these guys. It's like, bro.
Yes.
Come on. Like, if you're gonna start it, start it. That's what we did. It's like, and then we're slowly growing, right? But it's like, if you're gonna start something, it's just the first step. Right. From there, it's just a domino effect.
And I feel like that's the problem with this generation. Everyone's trying to start at the top or start with a perfect plan, and it's like, bro, you
plans like, never work out. Like
facts.
Yeah.
We make plans and God laughs. Like, bro, you're gonna fail. Like literally failure is a part of success. You're gonna fall. But the point of failing is to learn from it and then evolve and improve. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's perfect. And I always use the analogy, like, think of whoever you could think of with the most followers, bro. They started their Instagram account with zero. Regardless of who it is.
Yeah.
Started with zero.
Yeah. Just ties back into the running your own race thing. It's like, bro, understand that, like, not everyone has the same head starts, bro. We deal with this already, just being black in general. So it's like being black or, like, growing up without the resources, without the bread, living in this environment, not knowing this person. It's like it happens, but, like, there's a certain level of effort that you have to make to get to find that person. Like what you said with the DeVito thing. It's like you hit up all these people. Three people got back to you. You saw one person at the concert. Mm-hmm. All the effort, regardless of how much you put in, you still got that one moment, that one opportunity, and you took advantage of it.
And I be trying to tell people that, like, the pain won't matter once you get the success. And it just takes one, bro. It just takes one. Like, and I remember when I was in college, I used to scream, like, bro, I'm finna drop out. Like, I do not want to be in college.
Well, what was your major?
Marketing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Accountant wasn't going to let me pass, bro. But basically, my man had just said one day, like, bro, once you graduate, you're not even going to remember all the times you complained.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, once I graduated, bro, all the complaints were the last thing on my mind. It was just a whole bunch of, like, congratulations and, like, I'm proud of you. Yeah. It's like, dang. And now, looking at it, bro, I've been out of school for 4 years.
Bro, graduating is the best feeling.
Nah, for sure, bro. Like,
yeah, it's
you feel like you just won a Grammy, bro.
Exactly. Because not a lot of people do it low key. Keep it a bean. It's like, it's hard, especially like growing up where you come from. It's like, you'll see a lot of people that don't make it out, right? And you'll see how you could have turned out, you know? And it's like,
not even. And for me, like, I feel like you're saying it, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but you're saying it from like a standpoint of like, thank God I'm in school. But at the same time, especially, at least for me as a freshman, seeing all my friends who didn't go to college but are working.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's like, bro. That's like, facts. As a freshman, hearing people talking about, oh, they make $1,200 every 2 weeks, and I'm making nothing, bro. Still in school that I just finished in high school. Like, it's like kind of like, what am I doing?
And on top of that, you see people on social media getting fly, going to class.
Yeah, like, bro. It's just like, ah, Lee, what am I doing wrong, bro? But then, like I said, when you get to talk to some of these people, it ain't sweet. Yeah. Or when you find out where they're working, that's like, oh, you're doing this warehouse joint from this time to this time. When do you sleep? When do you eat?
No, for real.
Yeah.
So it's just like, nah, school ain't so bad.
Yeah, I feel you, I feel you. It's being content. It all goes back to being content.
Yeah, you got to be content in every level of your life, bro. Like, just be grateful and enjoy it because everything's a season. Mm-hmm. Nothing is permanent.
Nothing is permanent.
The highs and the lows, they all come and go.
Coming up in the DMV, right, and just with regards to, like, people watching you, obviously you're public, you'd be a public figure, just, like, people seeing how you've come up and stuff. Was there... And I know a lot of people like to claim, bro, no one wanted to see me do good. Everyone hated on me, blah, blah, blah. Did you deal with a lot of hate growing up?
For sure. Yeah. I still deal with it now.
Yeah.
For sure. When I start making my videos, the funny thing is no one pays you attention until people pay you attention. When I was making my vines, doing stuff in the hallway or doing stuff walking home, it's just like, oh, just making, not paying me no mind. As soon as people start talking on Twitter, people in school got to say something all of a sudden. Never spoke to me, never said nothing, never paid me no attention. Now you got an opinion on the internet, but like you're like three lockers away from me. Never said nothing, but now it's like, this dude's so corny. Like people just be da-da-da-da-da. It's like, all right, bro. But funny enough, after a couple of viral moments and the followers start racking up, bro, remember from high school, like da-da-da-da-da. This is like, what's up, man? We need a link. We need to catch up, bro. I remember when. I remember when you used this to try to. Like, yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember you used to play with me. Pause. And now I'm up and you're doing whatever you're doing. And you talking about something. We need to catch up. What are we catching up on?
Nah, there's nothing to catch
up on. There's literally nothing to catch up on.
You want to reflect on how you did me dirty before?
Exactly. And then it's like, if you be straight up and say it's just like, oh, now he's Hollywood. Da 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 da. You can't win, bro. You
know, you're going to catch up. I'm not going to show up. Like,
yeah, you can't win. So that's been stressful, especially coming from, like, it hurts the most coming from, like, Africans, honestly speaking. Because it'll just be, like, people that, like, you know, like, Africans, you have cousins, which is really, like, your parents' friends that you always seen at parties and stuff. Like, seeing them, like, throwing shade on the internet is like, bro, you grew up with me. Never said nothing. We used to just eat rice next to each other, and like, our parents would be a Kiki Ken, and now all of a sudden I'm this, I'm that. When I see you on Thanksgiving, when I see you at Christmas, when I see you at the next birthday party of uncle or auntie, whatever, keep that same energy, bro.
Facts.
And then I'll see them. It's just crickets. They be loud on Twitter or wherever.
It's like they got an identity off of what other people were saying.
Facts.
They didn't initially have that same feeling, but... for whatever reason, something triggered. It was like, you know, I think it'll be cool to say this about you. Right. So it's weird, bro.
But the funny thing is, like, let me, if I post a video now, if I leave here and post a skit, and, like, someone says, like, this is the worst skit I've ever seen, and it gets, like, 10,000 likes on Twitter or whatever, other people are going to be trying to quote it to get their viral moment or down-talking me. But if I just disappear for a week, post another video, and somebody's like, nah, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, he's been killing it since Vine. Yeah. The same people would be like, I ain't gonna lie, bro's grind is unmatched. So you really just gotta, like you just saying, like, stay in your lane, stay in your course, and just focus on it.
So, like, how do you feel about reading comments?
I need to stop. I've always read them, and I feel like that's why I be, like, depressed and having anxiety now. I have this thing where I always feel like somebody's gonna, I feel like once I stop reading them, someone's gonna comment something so wild that'll attract attention.
Right.
And it's like, I won't be able to catch it to delete it. And whenever I do, it's going to be too late. But that's the funny thing with fear. Because, like, I've had that fear since I started. And it's never happened one time.
Damn.
And even when people do say stuff, someone ends up sending it to me.
So it's like, you can't really avoid
it. And if it's on Twitter, I can't do nothing about it. At least on TikTok and IG, I can delete it and block them on Twitter.
I had like a few videos go viral post my wedding, and people were like either like congratulating me or they were just like straight up hating on like the entire affair. And I realized, like, for me, I just started like noticing that a lot of these comments did not seem real, and I just started like disassociating myself with these comments, bro. Mm-hmm. So that just helped me out. But I feel like someone with you as a with a big platform, bro, I feel bad.
But
like,
it's hard because, like, there's the internet and there's real life, and I promise, like, I'm always like, bro, my thing back in the day used to be like, bro, if these people knew me, like...
Yo, hold on, has anyone ever approached you in real life?
off some like hate and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Never one time.
And you've been in the game for a minute too. So,
not
yeah.
one time, bro. Like, and that's the thing. Like, it would just be like, but you know, it's funny. There's been people that have approached me off some yo that said the crazy stuff online
back then,
and I'd remember their face. Not even back, bro. When the Legend Blue 11s came out, my girlfriend at the time, her aunt got a pair and was like, hey, like, you got clout because you try to like post it. I'm trying to resell them. Posted it. This dude was like, this is why the sneaker game is messed up right now, because people like you. He said it way worse. I'm just keeping it clean for the pod. And I'm like, bro, what? These not even my shoes. I literally said, like, bro, these ain't even my shoes. Calm down. He was like, don't start getting tough on it. And then I literally said, these are my shoes. Then he was like, yeah, I know you stay in the Rundle Mills Mall. Like, when I see you, I'm a crush you. Now my scary self, I'm like, bro, I'm never going to the mall again. Bro, went to the mall.
Nah, you got it.
Went to the mall that night, seen bro. He literally said, bro, that was me on Twitter, bro. I rock with you, bro. Like, I was just mad because I didn't get my pair.
I can't stand people, bro. It's like, for what? Like, what? Yeah. Like, what do you gain from this, bro? People try to act. I don't know, bro. Like, bro, they just confidence.
It's all for content at that point, bro. Like, interactions.
Yeah, for sure. Because like, one thing I have stopped doing is responding. That used to be my big issue. Now it's just reading it. Mm. But there's a lot of times people be like, corny, or like, give it up, or like, hang it up, bro. And I respond, like, bro, what's the issue? OMG, I didn't think you'd respond. OMG, I didn't think you'd see this. Bro, now I'm a fan. I'm just trolling. So it's like, all right, bro.
That's why I really feel like a lot of these people are not real, bro. Like, I know they're real people, but I'm just saying, yeah, like, their behavior is not real. Because if you're not going to do something, like, in real life, then...
For sure. Bots!
That's
how it be,
like,
though.
If you're spreading hate on the internet, bro, I just think you're a bot. Like, I know you're a real person. I know you got, like, yeah, you like, woke up
just,
this morning.
That's just your hobby. Like, this ain't really how you feel.
That's not really... Bro, you're just bot at that point.
You're like the freaking nematodes from SpongeBob. The me. Like, yeah, that's who you guys are to me. You guys don't hold significance past a certain point. The nematodes.
Nematodes, bro? They're nematodes. That's what we call them. I see hate on the internet, you're a nematode.
You're a nematode, bro. It's like...
The funny thing is, but when you say something, they'll get so mad. Yeah. Like, they're like, turn up whatever they're saying times 50, say something wild, disrespectful, and at that point it's like, all right, now I just gotta delete this or block you because you're maxing.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
Hey, man, shout out to that block button, man. It's there for a reason.
Bro, if I show you my block list, like, you'll be like, oh, for real.
If I showed you my block list, I'm not even influencer, bro.
We could go big on block list, especially numbers. Oh my gosh, that block button is my best friend, bro. I don't got time for no argument for nobody, bro.
I just hate seeing just dumb people on the internet just acting dumb, so I just block them, like. Bro.
Yeah,
but my Twitter mute and block is so much from strangers, bro. It could be one thing. I'm just like, yeah, I'm never allowing you to be on my timeline again.
I feel that.
One dude who I used to see all the time was like 2017. He was like this white dude. He would be pouring like hot sauce in his eyes or whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Supreme Patty.
Yeah, that dude.
Supreme Patty.
Bro, the minute I saw his first video, blocked him right there, bro. Because
certain stuff can't fly, bro. You start to see it more and more on your timeline.
Yeah, bro. You just got to block off the rip, bro.
I just think as an internet community, we just got to do better with, like, who we blow up to, bro.
I mean, you can't control that, though.
I mean, you can't control it, but, like...
You can, but, like, I don't know why people who don't like certain people comment on their stuff. Yeah. Like, bro,
it's just engagement.
Yeah, you commenting, reacting, reposting, talking bad is giving them more views.
Who's that dude? You know Neon, right? The streamer?
Neon.
Yeah.
Bro, I saw one of his videos on my For You page, and he was like, yo, stream, do you guys like me? And everyone was like saying, no, KYS. Like, yeah, like...
They'll pay money on the stream to say something. Stream, yeah. Like,
bro, I don't know, man. It's weird, right, bro.
America, man.
Gotta love it. One thing I want to address that I think is just an interesting controversy that I noticed when it comes to you. The ashy comments, the ashy videos, the ashy pictures.
See, that's something that doesn't get to me because I do it on purpose.
I know. No, I'm good. I got my jewelry for relax.
Let me see your hands.
I'd be lotioning in real life.
Yeah. It's like, he'll be, and I know you do it for concerts, it's funny, but it's like, he'd be posting, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but like, he'll post like a video or like a Get Dressed With Me or whatever, and he'll just be stripped down, just wearing like, you know, just like a t-shirt and some shorts, but like no socks or something. And his feet will be purposely mad ashy.
I've seen those.
It's like they poured flour on his feet.
Mad.
Yeah, people be tripping out.
Mad, like it affects them, bro. But with stuff like that, I laugh because I did it on purpose. Exactly. When it's something that I posted, I'm like, bruh, this is like the funniest thing since the funniest thing. And people are like, why would you ever like, oh, these kids are getting two stage. Or like, oh, y'all need to hang it up or like get a real job. I do have a job. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm good.
Yeah, bro. I'm employed. Like, if I delete social media, my bills are paid. Exactly. But it's like, so them type of joints where it's just like unprovoked negativity kind of blows me. But the stuff when I'm trolling on purpose, I don't care.
Well, do people ever catch on that you're trolling on purpose, or like, do you think there's still like some misses?
No, like, but the negative comments always come from people who don't know me that I just ended up on their For You page.
Right. Okay.
But it's just the fact of like, bro. I mean, I be feeling like the whole world are adults now. Like, even if you're a kid, like you know what you're doing. So it's just like, bro, why if you don't know me. And what I'm doing isn't harmful to anyone, or like I'm not doing hate speech. Why do you feel the need to just be negative?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like me, I don't think I've ever commented corny. Even the stuff I see is corny. I'll literally just be like, this is corny. But I've never felt the energy to comment it.
I feel like if you're like exuding negativity, bro, you got negativity in your heart. And
it's in your heart. No, hate is in your blood, bro. Like, yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, it's like real talk, because people go out their way to do it just because.
And
like,
that's my thing.
It's like, it's unwarranted. It's like,
and
why?
It's worse on Twitter, bro. I've literally posted skits. But even with the ski joint, like there was like these woke people making think pieces like, see how Black America is now like infiltrating Africans and making this auntie feel. I said, bro, this ain't even an auntie. This is my homegirl, bro. Like, you're just talking. Like, and what blows me the most is when people say stuff as if it's, like, a fact or, like, they know.
Yeah.
So, like, I could post the Ashley thing and somebody be like, yo, he really needs to start lotioning his skin because by age 30, da-da-da-da. It's like, bro, after I recorded this, I literally lotioned my feet. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, someone could be like, OMG, he stays ashy. And it's like, yeah, because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, he can't afford lotion. And then like, something like that. It's like, what are you talking about?
Bro, like, you mentioned how it's like, you mentioned the first one about, like, how they made, a whole thing piece about your homegirl that made the African video. Oh, he's doing this with African culture. Look what he's doing. Bro, go on his profile.
Exactly.
Literally, just go on his profile. You'll see him. His hoodie right now is like, bro, Independence is like.
Well, I seen something literally the other day. I just had to like, I literally just looked at it and laughed, bro. But it was something like, it was a fact though. And it's just like, yo, how do y'all be coming up with the whole story in your head and literally post it? But like, they responded to somebody. So like, let's say, I don't remember what it was, brother, but let's say it is that it's a skit about robbing cars. Someone be like, LMAO, ain't no way you did that. And then somebody be like, this generation nowadays, they don't know how to do crimes without recording. Like, they always got to pull a camera out. And it's like, there's no way you thought this was real. There's no way you thought I literally robbed this car.
Bro,
recorded it, then posted it to my page and tagged the person I'm robbing.
They're nematodes, bro. They're nematodes.
Nah, but some people be serious though. Yeah, especially like older people. Not even older. There's no age. Some people really be serious.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you take things on the internet way too serious, bro, you're a nematode.
They're not in touch.
That's my new word for a lot of people on the internet.
Nematodes. I love that. that's funny. But that's how it be though. I mean, people are.
Yo, before I forget, what's like one of your favorite like songs that you know like from beginning to end,
like by her
lyrics? Yeah,
Lil Baby Fitted. Yeah.
Okay, but I just wanted to ask that. Like,
yeah, Lil Baby Fitted. I'm a Lil Baby connoisseur. I don't allow any Lil Baby slander.
People
bro.
Say so he's overrated, fam.
But everyone says you're overrated when everyone's watching you, bro. I'll never get when people be like, "Oh, y'all just started listening."
Oh,
are people not meant to grow?
Bruh. Everyone and their mom.
Someone can blow up next month and be like, oh, everybody listens to blah blah blah. Now, was he supposed to stay in the same spot forever?
Yeah.
Everybody just wants to be involved, bro.
Yeah, and wants to be included. Like, feel included in something. It's like, oh man, y'all weren't there for before. Don't act like.
Yeah.
It's like, different when you're an influencer, when you're someone that's like, you're the influencer and you're trying to blow up and people like weren't supporting you then. All right, don't come at me when I blow up.
Right.
As opposed to someone that supports that influencer. I thought you wanted him to blow up. You don't want people to support him too?
Oh Lord, everybody's listening to this. I need to find a new artist.
Head ass.
Like, what are you talking about, man? I feel like this is our community, bro. Like, even, like, with shoes, like, And the main one I'll never forget, like that whole Fila thing, when the one with the spikes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, everybody got these now. Like, did the order. And then it'll turn to a thing where it's like, retweet if you never had a pair of these in your life. And then people are like, I could never. I, like, when y'all was wearing that, I was just shaking my head. Shut up.
Bro, I hate when people, like, hate on people's fashion trends. Like,
yeah, bro.
Just, let people like do them, bro. Let them do them.
And it's so sad for, like, people like us, because once whatever you sell starts popping,
yeah,
like denim tears. Not everybody's like, oh, all y'all working.
Everyone hates denim tears, bro. Like
that just started like blowing up. Bro, like,
yeah, recently. But same thing with gallery department to the point where they basically said we're not even doing it no more.
Yeah,
wait, for real?
Yeah, bro. Like 2 years ago, the dude literally said like, basically like, I never meant for it to be like this thing. It was really like just me and my friends, like a local thing. But now like, I don't want to misquote what he said, but they like closed like their stuff. Damn. I mean, I'm pretty sure like people still sell whatever's left, but like they made a post, like the owner made a post saying like, yeah, this was never even meant to be like this, and y'all are like,
damn. They're running with it.
Yeah,
we're gonna play a game.
All right, cool.
All right, so ultimately, you said "Fit In" is your favorite song by Lil Baby, right?
Yeah.
You say you know the lyrics, so I'm gonna play it. I never heard the song personally.
Neither have I.
It's great.
We gonna hear it today.
So just don't mess up on the lyrics.
All right, cool.
All right. And then,
I'm going to mess up, but go ahead.
Hey, man. At least you admit it in the beginning.
There's just one part. It just touches my soul, bro. Has nothing to do with me.
But all right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
You been playing it from any particular part or just from the beginning?
Any part, bro.
This is the beat, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Lil Baby is great. Oh damn! No lyrics. I'm like,
no,
I'm like,
we're talking about you.
Oh nah, y'all lost me there. Nah.
What you mean?
Y'all lost me there. I gotta rap along, bro.
Nah.
But you don't never hear a song and it's like you don't know what it is too.
Dang.
I'm only getting in where I fit in. This a two-seater. Bro, I don't be going to do it.
You said,
you got to play the actual song and it'll come to you. But when y'all be hearing, like, songs or even TV, bro, do you be saying it in your head? Even though you don't know what they're finna say?
Yeah,
you can predict it.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I used to do that when I was a kid and I was like, oh, I got special abilities.
Nah, for sure,
bro. My powers are coming out, man.
Dang, so y'all did that too. Did y'all ever used to feel like,
bro, we all had the same
that kind of that meme where the dude's like this.
Hannibal, what's his name? Hannibal Buress?
It just used to be little things when I was a kid that I literally like sit there and have like a moment like, bro, I'm special.
I'm like that. Like
I'm different.
No,
I could be something like I could be like on a laptop like this, a pencil's rolling, and it's just like
You catch it.
Ooh.
My spidey senses.
Yeah, my spidey senses, bro.
Or like if you flip a book to the page that you're supposed to read at exactly on the first one, it's like we all had the same childhood, bro. That humbles me every day when I see a post like that, bro. I thought I was special.
Did y'all ever have like a phase where like you didn't try to get like certain amount of steps in the sidewalk block?
Oh, you meant like just keep going, like never touch like the line?
Not even that. Like you try to get certain steps.
Oh, like two in one block or something?
Yeah, like
something.
So if it's like a big block, it's like three, then like one to three.
I be doing that still. I be doing that still, bro.
But it's something, I ain't gonna tell y'all. It's a weird thing I do, bro, but.
Hey, man, this is the best place. This is a safe space.
Hey, man.
But when I drive, if there's a pole or a sign, I pretend like I'm in a game. Like, okay, so let's say there's a pole, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I pretend like there's a line with it.
Okay.
So I literally let go of the steering wheel and act like I just jumped.
Oh.
And I think of like if I was playing a game.
Nah, that's tough.
Where like, okay, my back wheels would land. So like I'm driving. Let's say this is like a pole, right? Like a stop sign.
Yeah.
Like I'll go like this and then grab it back.
Back
and I literally, that's how I drive.
Nah, bro.
And I do that with like light poles, stop signs, or if it's like just like a random tree just in the middle of the,
But I thought you were going to say, bro, is like if you're driving and someone's like behind you and they've been following you for like a minute or two, you start thinking like, oh, I'm gonna, like a secret spy.
Yeah, me too. I hate when I'm following someone, especially into my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I've been following them since like forever ago.
Yeah. Last thing, the way we like to end our podcast is we like to give a message to the youth. Whenever we have a guest on, we'd like to have them speak to their camera and sort of give a message to what would be their younger self or just like the youth in the world of like what advice you can give them to sort of like guide them on their journey through life. What would you say?
I would say first, build a relationship with God. Mm. Figure out what you really want in this life, what you want, not what you think other people would want you to do or what you think other people would think is cool. Think about what you want and do that. As long as it's not harmful to you or anyone else, do it, bro. Don't worry about whatever the trend is or what the crowd is doing. Because as I've gotten older, I realize all the cool people are cool because they did what they want and then everyone else followed them. And that's how trends start. So be a trendsetter by being yourself. The hardest thing to be in this world is yourself.
It's beautifully said, bro.
Yo, salute to King Paul, yo. We appreciate you joining us on our podcast, man.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Always a pleasure. Again, you're always welcome when you're around the way. We can always tap in, no problem at all.
Bet.
Tell them where they can find you.
You can follow me on all social media platforms at OMG It's King Paul. That's OMGITSKINGPAUL. And
yo, tell them what's your favorite food.
Pounded yam with Owedu and fried stew.
Is it true that Nigeria has the best jollof?
Of course.
No. Sierra Leone.
When have you ever even heard of
Salon? We did, yo.
Where have you even ever heard of Salon in the conversation?
Man, I'm not gonna lie, my boy Bilal be cooking up, man.
I'm not saying look, you said the best. I'm not saying it's not good. I don't talk down on other people's rights.
That's fair. That's fair.
Who's the best?
That's fair. I did ask that. There's
McDonald's and Burger King. They both good, but it's like, which one would you go to? It's a preference. But like, y'all not even in the conversation though. Like, honestly speaking, it's usually Nigerians and people from Ghana.
Yo, shout out to Sudan's jollof, man. We up.
If you talk about people that aren't in the conversation, bro, Sudan's definitely not in the conversation.
We up, man. We up. Look at the show right now.
All the cooking competitions, bro. Salon's at the top of all.
Loss, man. That's all I'm gonna say, bro.
Y'all take care. Y'all be safe.
They didn't win AFCON.
Subscribe,
shout out to Ivory Coast, man. Shout out to Ivory Coast. The orange is looking nice on the Nigerian flag.
Y'all,
man,
take care. Y'all be safe. Like, subscribe, comment, all that. Y'all take care.
Toodaloo, man.